time now for how you built that. And today we're going to update a story we ran about a year ago. This one comes from Kyle Ewing of Denver, who got his idea for a business in kind of a roundabout way.
I got the idea when I was trying to create a product for students traveling abroad. This product was a backup copy of their passport.
Kyle was trying to sell backup passports online that would be as durable as the real thing, but also tear-proof and waterproof.
The problem was the market for this type of product doesn't yet exist. So I was trying to create the market, which proved to be very difficult, and I was trying to figure out what to do when the phone rang.
And the guy on the phone, it was actually somebody who said, "Hey, Kyle, I love your passports. I even bought four of them for my kids."
And he said, "All four of my daughters use the SOS World Pass. I love it, but I have a question for you. Can I buy a case of your paper?"
And at that moment, Kyle realized that the waterproof paper he was using for the passports was actually a better business idea than just the passports.
That moment was me standing up out of my chair and spiking the pencil and doing a touchdown dance, because it was an immediate light bulb moment where I realized this failing business just grew legs, and all of a sudden I had a million and one ideas of what I could use waterproof paper for.
And that is a pretty long list.
Waterproof restaurant menus, waterproof children's books, waterproof maps, field manuals for the U.S. Navy, nautical charts for the U.S. Coast Guard.
Now, to back up just a little, Kyle is not an engineer, but when he was working on the passport idea, he made a bunch of calls to chemical experts, and he told them he was looking to make paper that was totally waterproof, much more waterproof than, say, you know, just laminating something.
So iteration after iteration, we finally got to paper that's both waterproof and rip-proof, and something that can also receive and hold ink when it's been printed on.
He eventually found a manufacturer in the U.S. to make a polyester pulp that could be pressed and rolled into waterproof paper. But he wanted to tinker with the product himself, so he moved a laser printer into his living room.
But when I put it through my home laser printer, immediately white smoke came out of the printer and it smelled like burning plastic. And the entire printer was trash after that.
Kyle's very supportive wife, Ashley, came home that night. She smelled the burning smell and she said,
"Kyle, I love this arts and crafts project you've taken on, but I think it's time to get to a more realistic product or business idea."
But one printer and seven iterations later, and Kyle says he came up with the most waterproof paper on the market, and he has the clients to prove it, including, yes, the U.S. Navy and Air Force, several restaurant and hotel chains, university labs, even Google.
And a good entrepreneurial day is when you sit back, you look at your sales, or you look at the new client you just got, and you think, "Oh my gosh, this is a real business. I'm building something that matters, and it actually is a success."
Since we last spoke with Kyle last year, his revenue continues to grow. He'd rather not give the specifics, but suffice it to say, it is in the millions. He now has a team of 10 employees, and his list of clients is growing too. It includes UPS and the LA Kings. If you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're building.